Yep. It's about to happen. Come on, man. Let's do this. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Here in the studio once again, you are kicking it with Ken. I'm so glad you are all here. So today I wanted to talk real quick about something that has been on my mind a little bit. And it comes from something that a friend of mine said, or a really good friend. He's like a brother to me. And also a beautiful woman who has become extremely important in my life. Mused on something they both said to me. And it came from my friend listening to a part of a song that I had written for my play, You Are Here for Something Great. And I gave him some words. I recited some words. It's kind of like a rap or a spoken word piece. And after reciting those words, in fact, I'm going to recite some of it for you right now. So, in my mind, I conceive the fabric dreamers weave. I can achieve anything that I believe. I believe in the power that's been vested in me, and I will face any challenge. Just test me and see. Test me and see, and I will earn every minute you've invested in me. Resting in me is the power to make a change. So on this quest, I will be studying the masters who impress upon me. There are no limitations to the best I can be. So through the fire, through the wire, whatever, it's all good. I stand up to my fears like when I get wood. I was born in the hood, but the hood doesn't define me. I know where I come from. There's no need to remind me that in the image of God, I've been awesomely made. I'm divine by design, so it's my fault if I'm played. And now the gauntlet's been laid and destiny's calling. The dealer comes to me and I throw my chips all in. Yes, y'all, and for the love, not just fortune or fame. So I don't care if Irene Cara remembers my name. I freely express what I feel in my chest and spit truth on this mic till I take my last breath. I am that man. I am that dude. I heard y'all were hungry, baby. I am food. Iron Chef. I am serving truth. And if you doubt what I'm about, then I'm serving proof. Freely express what I feel in my chest. Oof. There's a little bit more, but it's a very powerful piece that is spoken to inspire people and to inspire myself, frankly. And so after hearing this, he asks, do you really believe that? Now, he and I go back a long, 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 long time, and we kind of speak very frankly to each other. I can't speak for him, but I can speculate what it's about. He has seen me go through struggles. He has seen me start things and not finish things. He has seen me come up with bright ideas that don't amount to anything. However, he has seen me follow through on some things, a bunch of things. And to be honest, I felt a kind of way about being asked that. But I listened to it, took it in, and I responded, yes, yes, I do believe. Also, after reading some of my newsletter, Hello Sunshine, watching the podcast, and it's all about being positive and powerful and inspirational and all of that kind of thing. And he said, do you believe this stuff? And my friend, she's more than a friend. She's everything. She's everything. She said something like, with all that you write, why don't you believe in yourself? Something to that effect. I'm probably screwing it all up. It was something to that effect. And so I thought about all of this, and I want to say what I think is very important. There's this phrase, a saying. I actually Googled it because I've heard it for many years, but it's been attributed to an author. Oh, I believe his name is Richard Barr. I'm not sure. But it's kind of questionable who exactly came up with the saying, and the sentiment has been repeated by a number of people. And the saying is that we need to teach what we most need to learn. Put more simply, teach what you need to learn. What does that mean? Need to lubricate the vocal cords. What does that mean? I believe it means that in order to teach something, you have to understand it at a deep level, at least in order to teach it effectively and impactfully. You need to understand at a very fundamental level the subject, the topic that you are teaching. In doing so, you wind up benefiting yourself. And so in a bit more broad way, the way I look at what I talk about here on this podcast, what I write about in my newsletter, Hello Sunshine, is many times things that I am personally struggling with. I sit here in front of this camera and I talk about things not because I am an expert on these things, not because I am beyond you folks on these things. I talk about things that I know to be true. And I talk sometimes aspirationally that, and I've said it before, that I am in the struggle with you all. I am not better than you. I am in the struggle with you. I know some things. We all know things. We all have things that we can contribute to this life of ours, right? There is no person who does not struggle with something. I've heard it said that if you think you have no flaws, I am super paraphrasing this, but if you think you have no flaws, that is your flaws. If you think you make no mistakes, that is where you're coming up short, because we all have them. And the benefit that my friend has, if you want to call it a benefit, is that he sees me speak these things on the camera. He sees me write these things that are very positive and powerful, and I hope impactful to you all. He has the advantage, again, if you want to use that word, of seeing behind the scenes, behind the camera. When we watch people like Tony Robbins or Oprah Winfrey or Iyanla Van Zandt or Jay Shetty, Ed Milet, any of these powerful, motivational, personal development people, if our only contact with them is from what they say on the camera, we have no idea what their life is about. But we can make a very safe assumption that each of them has struggles that we don't see. What does this mean for you all? You do not have to be a perfect person who has everything together before you present whatever it is you may want to present to the world. Everybody's not going to get on camera. Everybody's not going to be a writer, a playwright, musician, none of that. But whatever your thing is, it is a mistake to believe that you have to have it all together before you can present it to the world. Even if it's a business idea, it is a mistake to believe that you have to have figured out every single thing there is to figure out before you can present it to the world. All you have to do is to know a little something that somebody else, little something more than somebody else doesn't know. All you have to do is to be able to present it to people in a way that somebody else is not presenting it. I feel like I hear my chair squeaking. You don't have to be flawless. And so I come to you as an imperfect messenger. I don't know everything, but I know a couple of things. I believe what I talk about. I believe what I write about. I know them to be true. You may have a difference of opinion with some of the things that I say. That's perfectly okay. Understand that I am convinced about what I present to you all. And I present it knowing that I am an imperfect messenger. I have flaws. I'm not a supermodel looking dude. I am not a person who speaks immaculately. I think I present myself pretty good, but you'll hear me say the ums and uhs sometimes. You'll hear me have to clear my throat on this camera sometimes, but you will not find a person who is more authentic. I come to you presenting my truth. I come to you hoping that I can be of service to you, hoping that I can add something to your life, add something to your world that wasn't there already. Maybe my ideas are not revolutionary. They're not revolutionary. I hope that I present them in a way that maybe they land on you in a way that they didn't land on you in the past. And most importantly, the message of this particular podcast, I'm wrapping it up pretty quick today, is that you have something of value to offer, and you don't have to be flawless before you can offer it. Figure out some things, get ahead of the curve a little bit, and go out there and give to the world what you have to offer. We need you. You are important. You are vital. And so I actually appreciate my man asking me, do you believe these things? Yes, I do believe them. And I don't have to be perfect to present them. I don't have to always be positive. Sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I'm depressed. Sometimes I doubt myself. Sometimes I've called myself a loser, which is something I shouldn't do. I'm getting better at it, but I have my doubts and I have my challenges, but I am convinced when I come to you and present what I do, and I hope that you can take from this message today that you can do it too. All right? It's your man, KLH. You already know, if any of this resonated with you, I told you it's going to be a quick one. If any of this resonated with you, if it landed on you in a positive way, in any kind of way, please subscribe to the channel. Please share it with people. This thing is a struggle, and I committed to myself that I would do it for a year, and I'm going to do it because I said I would do it. Sometimes it's hard. You don't see the results that I don't see the results that I'm hoping for yet, but I'm going to keep on doing it because I believe in what I'm doing. I believe I have something of value to offer, so I'm going to keep on offering it. And I hope, again, that if you all have something that, and you do have something, that you'll offer it. Whatever it is, it won't be what I have. It'll be your thing. It'll be something that's special to you. So please subscribe. Please share this. And I have the newsletter that I would love you all to subscribe to. Bam! The easiest way to get to it is on my website, kenharge.com. At the top of the page, there's a link, Hello Sunshine. Click on that bad boy. Sign up. It'll come to your email every day. It's short. It's always inspirational. It's a quick, easy read. It's a great way to start your day off the bright way. All right, it's your man, KLH, y'all.